Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Okay, let's have a look at some of these figures in the budget. Look, I won't go through some of the lesser ones. The lesser ones of only a few hundred million dollars. But when you get up above $1 billion, you're talking big bickies, big commitments. And if they're going to be challenges that have to be addressed because of the immediate threat they present or whatever, fine. But I just want to run through this one. This is a whopper. Now, it says that the protection of one of the nation's most remarkable natural wonders was not ignored by the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers. Now, this is during the Albanese government's first budget on Tuesday. The government is increasing funds for the Great Barrier Reef to $1,200 million. By 2030, with the intention to further the existing protection and restoration efforts for the important environment and tourism site. And an additional investment of $204 million was also announced in the budget to assist the government's long-term sustainability plan, a timely boost for the, quote, restoration of the reef. Anyway, there's lots more of this warm and fuzzy language in this particular article. The Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, said the investment will not only accelerate the shovel-ready projects — it's an unfortunate term, isn't it, for the sensitive reef — shovel-ready projects under the Reef 2050 plan, but also vows to protect and restore the reef and all of the jobs that come with it. Oh, well, that's an accurate appraisal, all of the jobs that come with it. It's like hundreds and hundreds every time you hear them on air. It's a different person with a different accent, or usually American accent. It's one of those situations where everyone just cops it and says, oh, well, it's the Holy Grail now, it's the environment, so you mustn't ever question it. That seems to be the attitude. Well, not everybody has that view. I've got the independent scientist and marine geophysicist, formerly at JCU Townsville, Dr. Peter Ridd, on the line. G'day, Pete.
How's it going?
Let's talk about the need to restore the Great Barrier Reef. What's all that about?
Well, it's ridiculous because the reef has got record high coral cover, more than it's ever had since records began in 1985. So why are we spending $1.2 billion to restore something that's in such wonderful condition? What I'd like to see is actually just spend $10 million of that $1.2 billion doing a bit of checking of the science, because clearly some of the science which we've been given is not science. A little bit like the DNA lab down in Brisbane, which has obviously not been given us science either.
I've just got to — I don't know how much you can flesh out this particular claim, but it talks about this accelerating the shovel-ready projects under the Reef 2050 plan, vowing to protect and restore the reef and all the jobs that come with it. Firstly, let's talk about these shovel-ready projects. What could they be?
Well, some of them are actually useful. You know, of that $1.2 billion, I'd say at least 10%, probably about 10%, actually is useful. So there will be things like trying to reduce soil erosion on farms, which will do absolutely nothing for the reef. None of that will do anything for the reef because the reef is fine and the mud doesn't get out onto the reef. But it will at least be useful in terms of, you know, agriculture. So those are the sorts of things. But other things are completely crazy. Like they think they're going to breed sort of super corals to be able to deal with climate change. And this is ridiculous because the same corals that live, say, on the Great Barrier Reef also live up in Indonesia, where it's already 1 or 2 degrees hotter. I mean, if there's a little bit of species genetic difference, all you need to do is take those species and bring them down here. But you don't even need to do that because the ocean currents actually brings coral larvae from the tropical region. So most of this is just a complete and utter waste of money, and scientists and various other managers making a life's living. And it would be just so good if you could spend that $1.2 billion doing something useful for the environment, and there's plenty of things that you could do.
Back to vowing to protect and restore the reef and, quote, all of the jobs that come with it. Is there any estimate of all of the jobs that come with it and how many are actually Australian citizens?
Well, there are now thousands and thousands of people on this coast who rely on their living on this ridiculous idea that the reef needs saving. And of course, you know, for every $1 billion you spend, you now have got a whole bunch more people who will rely on that money coming on in the future and will still be, and are now paid to scream about the supposed bad condition of the reef. Mm. So you get yourself into a position where you can never end what's going on. That's why I say we just need an inquiry into the science. Just spend $10 million. I could give you the names of some scientists who could really go through some of this science and say, this money is not well spent because the reef is fine or whatever. Spend it on some other project to help the environment. It'd be much better spent.
It's excellent public relations, I suppose you've got to say. But when you look at it, the need for this inquiry, $10 million would do it. Do we need it because you feel that perhaps the Australian public, or even the international public for that matter, are being hoodwinked?
Well, they're being totally hoodwinked. I mean, even the wonderful statistics that came out just recently that the reef has got record high coral cover, it hasn't made any difference. You know, people, the scientists are still saying, oh, well, yeah, the reef is still going to die. This proved that they were telling things which were untrue. They said we lost a huge amount of coral in 2016, 2017, 2020 and 2022 due to bleaching, and now we've got record high coral cover. Mm. Coral is a slow-growing species. This proves that they got it wrong. And we need an inquiry into how they got this wrong in the same way as we've got an inquiry at the moment into that DNA lab in Brisbane who got all those things wrong with regard to the DNA sampling. We had an inquiry for that. We need an inquiry for the reef.
Always good to catch up. Thank you, Peter.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dr. Peter Ridd, the independent scientist and marine geophysicist, formerly at JCU in Townsville.